Obviously, you're disappointed because you never want to lose a ball game. But, you know, the results is the results, and you just got to learn from it and move on from it.
What were some of the things, I mean, early in the game you had one big pass deflection. What are some of the things that they did that were effective against you guys?
I think they just moved the ball, you know. I wouldn't say consistently, but, you know, they converted some third downs there when we had a chance to get off the field. And, you know, for us, we got to kind of put them in third and medium to long. You know, when they're in the third and short range, you know, that's their bread and butter there. But I think it was some of those situations and things like that. But I think, you know, we had some great pass rush up time, up front. You know, we had some good coverage at times. But we just have to be a little more consistent, you know, throughout the whole game.
Facing Tom Brady, what was effective about from Brady?
You know, he's always been doing it at a high level. You know, he's very consistent in what he does. Really smart, you know. You have to show him different looks on defense, different coverages and disguises. And I think, you know, we did that at times today. But I think, you know, anytime you're playing a guy like that, you have to do it for a full game.
Yeah, our coaches outplayed us.
Opportunities. I mean, you got going late where they tried to get you a couple balls, and you got one on the sideline. Were you just having trouble getting open, or what were you seeing?
I was doubled the whole game.
That frustrating?
Nah, because that means my teammates are one-on-one.
Were you expecting that tonight, to get doubled the whole game?
Yeah, I was.
Ryan Griffin said the offense got off to a slow start. Y'all didn't hit the keys that you wanted to hit. Against a good team like that, some thoughts about how that doesn't work out very well.
You can't start slow against a team like that at all, or results are going to be what happened tonight.
Do you feel like there was any pressing because of the team you were playing?
No, not at all. We had a game plan, and we stuck with it.
How do you view the fact that your goals are still out in front of you, you still have a lot you can accomplished this year?
I don't think anybody in this locker room is hanging their head because all our goals are still in front of us. We're not out of reach of anything that we want to accomplish.
Are you worried about Brian?
Nah, he's a tough guy.
Anything you can put your finger on just that would stall out drives and keep you out of the end zone?
Just penalties and us just not doing the little things. You know, we knew what they were going to do, and, you know, we just dropped the ball. You know, we really stopped ourselves.
You look back and you see Brian getting, I don't know what the word is, hit, more than hit, taking a beating tonight. You feel for him as a teammate and as a friend?
Yeah, you definitely don't want to see, you know, your quarterback getting hit like that. But, you know, he battled and really competed and, you know, took some tough shots, but still stayed in, you know, and was able, you know, almost to finish the game. But, you know, we just got to get back to work and just – was I get better?
You have a performance like this on national TV, and yet the division is still on the line. What was the mood in the locker room? What was said from Coach O'Brien?
We just got to get better. Just come in to work. You know, we got work tomorrow. You know, just bury this film and just move on to the next opponent. And we just got to take everything just one step at a time.
Thanks for your time.
You said that you trade all those touches for a win. Just your thoughts on what starting, being involved, and kind of what this might mean for you going forward?
You know, it was great to start. I've been waiting, you know, since I got in the league. But, you know, I'd trade it, you know, for a win any day because it's definitely a team sport. But, you know, it feels good, but, you know, it sucks. We lost.
You did a good job of getting to us on certain things and getting to the quarterback. And, you know, we missed some opportunities down the field. Just couldn't really string any plays together, I felt like. You know, just really getting a rhythm. And especially with that guy on the other side of the ball, you know, you can't give him too many opportunities to score because he's going to do it.
And, of course, once you get behind, it just kind of becomes a snowball.
Yeah, you know, there wasn't much of a chance there at the end.
They held you guys to, I think, 36 yards in the second half. Do you feel like they made adjustments to what it was you were at least trying to be successful with in the first half?
You know, they played us like we figured they would on film, you know, doing our studies in the week. You know, they didn't do anything that really surprised us. You know, we just didn't really execute that well, didn't make any plays, and, you know, just kind of dead out there.
With Brian perhaps suffering another concussion, does this adjust how you'll prepare for the coming week?
No, I prepare the same way every single week. You know, just might get a few more reps in practice, but we'll go about it the same way I always have.
You know, you have to say no matter what, you know, you've got a losing record, but you're tied for first place, and you're playing for first place next Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, it's right there in front of us. You know, we can't control what happens after that. All we got to do is, you know, worry about Indianapolis and going up there and getting a win.
Does the fact that they got beat and you're still tied for first then help you, you know, get this bad taste out of your mouth?
Yeah, I mean, that's you know, that's all we're worried about is going up there and getting a win. And, you know, whatever happened this week, it's going to be a different ball game. You know, the same team that probably lost today is not going to, you know, be there, you know, in Indianapolis. So we just got to go there, focus on them, and go up there and get a win.